Hi guys, welcome back to the Paranoid Podcast, and I'm your host Sheetal, and today I'm not alone, thankfully. It's not me just in my room saying bullshit. I don't know if you can call it special. For me it's not special, but I guess for you guys it might be a special guest. So we have Pochinki. I mean, he chose to be called Pochinki, but yeah, here we go. We have Pochinki here.
Are you sure it's a he?
Oh my god. I mean, you can be whatever you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a she who sounds like a he. So that's fine. I've got a deep voice. I've got a really deep voice. I'd go about Pochinki shooting people.
Yeah, so why Pochinki? Just out of no reason.
I don't know, man. I mean, PUBG took all of us by storm, man.
I guess.
A lot of us play PUBG. It started something new in India, think about it. We wouldn't... So before, calling was always, hey, I'm just going to call and talk to you. In fact, I think when PUBG came along, we didn't have video calls. So it is just...
No, I think we did. Come on.
I mean, but we didn't use it as much. I mean, it is... A video call was a... What do I say? It is a luxury. Like, think about it. WhatsApp didn't have video calls when at least we didn't have enough good data or something back then. Dude,
I think this thing PUBG came
when I was in my third year.
Third year, we had everything.
Do you remember video calling me in third year? I don't think so.
But I don't think we used it as much. I think exactly. This quarantine has made us use video calling a lot more than before.
I mean, so what I'm coming at is, back then calls or video calls or anything was just, you know, just talk to one person. And that's the only thing you do. You used to only talk. You wouldn't do something and talking. But then,
I guess,
PUBG kind of changed that, right? Now you're gaming and you're talking.
I mean, I think a lot more people who game just game. And I mean, there are a spectrum of people who, like us, who have an actual conversation while we're playing. But most of them, I feel like they just play.
Oh, yeah, too.
You see people we match with in PUBG, and then they're all like,
because the people you match with, they're not playing with their friends. They're playing alone. Okay. They came there because they're bored.
I guess.
So you don't expect them to make a random conversation with random people, right? But with friends, at least, it's a trend. I think everyone I know, whenever you play with a friend, you're always talking about other stuff as well, not just what you're playing. So yeah, that's why Pochinki. I just made up the bullshit from nowhere.
Nice.
But yeah, I just thought of Pochinki.
Pochinki. It's a nice
name. I ripped it off Helsinki, probably.
Helsinki, Pochinki. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
So Money Heist.
Yeah.
Inspiration from a lot of places.
Yeah. Talking about TV shows, we recently watched Dark, right?
what's your name on the podcast? I don't have no idea.
She-girl, Sheetal. I think my name's public, so it's pretty much.
Nice. Good stuff.
Yeah. No, I was just talking about Dark, the show. Because coming to that, there's this conspiracy theory that I don't think I came up with. It just hit me. I was just thinking the other day, you know how recently Sushant Singh Rajput passed away a month ago?
Which timeline are we talking about?
Nice one. I meant like, yeah. So when Sushant Singh Rajput passed, everyone was like, oh my god, that's another whole new topic. That did he?
I mean... Do you know his new movie?
No, dude. I'll be honest, I've not watched any of his movies.
Yeah, I mean, I watched something. I watched Dhoni.
Yeah, I've not even seen Dhoni. Yeah. Don't kill me.
Yeah, I'm not that big of a fan of him. I don't follow Bollywood that much either. But still. Have you watched Fault in Your Stars?
No.
You didn't watch it when you were a kid?
No.
So Fault in Your Stars is one of the most emotional movies, if you call it.
Yeah, I mean, I always found it too cheesy, all these... I don't know, exactly, I felt like it was cheesy. I never felt like watching it.
I never watched it too. So, vaguely the story something to do with some girl who's got some breathing disease. Problem, something like that.
It's like both of them have diseases.
It's something on those lines. I don't quite know. But I just know it's like the... bring up the most romantic Hindi movie.
Romantic. Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge.
I have no idea, but fine.
DDLJ.
Dude. Oh, yeah, I've heard that's romantic too. So, yeah.
Dude, that movie ran till recently, apparently. It's still running in one of the theaters.
I mean, even if I watch it, I don't remember too much.
Okay.
I mean, the way I watch it.
It's a train Simran scene, dude.
I haven't watched that.
Oh, you've not
it's
seen
it. It's a Raj and Simran.
Yeah.
You know what the funny part? My second name is Raj.
I know, and then you're not even. Yeah.
And I go around telling people, hey, I'm Raj.
So, you're basically Pochinki Raj. Raj Puchinki.
So it's a very romantic movie.
Mm.
And I think, if I'm not wrong, I might be wrong, but I think Sushant Singh Rajput dies in the movie. Okay. The male character dies. So I think the movie goes in such a way that the female character is the one who has the most risk of dying.
Okay.
But turns out the male character dies at the end of the movie.
Okay.
And that's how it makes it very
more emotional and all of that. Inside, yeah. And
it's right up there with Titanic and stuff.
So wait, so Sushant Singh recently filmed a movie which is almost a remake of Fault in Our Stars. It's a complete remake of Fault in Our Stars. And he ends up dying in the end, and in reality he dies. So you're telling me it's probably like a publicity thingy?
Could be. I mean, you never know, right? But think about it.
What I'm saying is that, think about it, how I mean, recently I saw PewDiePie reacting to dude, I can't even say his name. Sushant Singh.
Sushant Singh Rajput, yeah.
Shing, it seems. Or even worse.
It's a tongue twister for me.
What are you watching?
Sushant. No, I'm just trying to read the summary of the movie to see if he actually dies.
Okay. So what I feel is that, imagine how now everyone, even PewDiePie was like, he saw that interview where he's talking about how he's living in the present right now, and how Sushant Singh stopped thinking about the past, thinking about the future, and how he's happy right now. That's what he tells in the interview, okay?
Okay.
And then PewDiePie was like, if he actually thought about this, if Sushant Singh's mindset was this, how could someone like him kill himself? Like, that's what everyone's saying. Everyone's like, how can Sushant Singh do it? I mean, apart from all the murder conspiracy, let's not get into that. But what I feel is that, imagine in Dark, how the main character finds out his dad killed himself. Okay, spoiler alert, if you've not watched Dark, please stop right now and just go watch it and then come back. Don't hate
everyone
me.
Everyone watches Dark. I mean, you got to be an idiot to not watch Dark.
I guess.
Let's just assume everyone watches Dark.
Okay, assuming you've watched it. So yeah, the main character's dad kills himself, and the main character is dumbfounded, like, how could my dad kill himself? Like, there's no reason to. Was he happy? Was he not happy? And then in the end, he comes to find out that he had to kill himself.
Right.
You see this? Makes sense. So what if it's something like that, where whoever killed themselves, including Chester Bennington, a lot of people who've just killed themselves, it's like a conspiracy theory that no one will know, because when you're about to, you have to for something. What if tomorrow you get a news that she will kill herself, but you're like, how? She was against suicide. She was against everything. And I know for a fact that she would never do this. But
that
it's
makes
like,
sense.
Imagine in my room, I'll be there, or either me from the past or you from the future, or me from the future comes and like, I have a body double for you. I'm just going to leave this body here. Remove your clothes, put it to that. You have to come with me. Imagine I have to leave to another dimension. I have to leave somewhere. Or for someone to live, I have to kill myself.
See, I mean, I guess we'll never know.
I know, that's the thing. I was just thinking the other day. I was like, oh my God. What if killing yourself is not actual people killing themselves, unless it's on tape. But
so think about this way. Sushant Singh Rajput was smart.
Exactly.
So he was an IIT, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He didn't finish it. He was a dropout. Yeah, but yeah.
I mean, he wrote the ITG Advance, whatever.
Hmm.
And you need some amount of intellect to actually write that.
Definitely. I can watch that. Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't have cleared it for sure.
Yeah. So, and he had a telescope to look into the planets.
Okay.
He bought a very costly telescope so he can look at Mars, something like that. He was a science enthusiast.
Mm.
Okay. And I'm a science enthusiast. Mm. Okay. So, and this guy really knew his shit. He knew exactly what he's talking about. And I don't know, before he passed away, right?
Mm.
I mean, we could be completely wrong here. Obviously, we don't know him as a person. Mm. We didn't follow him.
Mm.
So we're just making theories of what we conclude, or what we see. Nobody ever told, hey, this guy has problems. See, something like Kangna Ranaut, is it?
Kangana, yeah.
People keep talking about her, telling, dude, she has problems. And,
yeah.
And a lot of other Bollywood stars, people say, Sanjay Dutt. People say he's got problems.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of Sushant Singh Rajput ever having problems.
No, but I don't know, recently when he passed away, a lot of people were like, yeah, he was going through depression, but I'm like, that's all speculation.
Same thing with Chester Bennington.
True, but Chester, dude, Chester was in a lot of pain. I mean, just listen to Linkin Park. I mean,
dude, how many emo bands do you know?
No, but then
every second band is emo.
But then,
Taylor Swift, man. Taylor Swift should have committed suicide 1500 times by now.
No, but Taylor Swift, dude, come on.
That's what you're saying.
No. But Chester, how do I explain things with Chester? Chester has a lot of videos that he wanted to kill himself for a long time. And there was another person called, another artist that he looked up to.
Okay.
When he killed himself, Chester went sort of unstable. But Chester was in a lot of pain because he had not only Linkin Park. Linkin Park was like a cleaned versions of how he used to feel, because it was part of all this Mike Shinoda and other band people in Linkin Park. So they probably, like, when they wrote lyrics,
they filtered all
the very dark stuff. Apparently Chester has another band. I mean, we are in no way Linkin Park fans. Like, I mean, we listen to him.
Are you wearing a Linkin Park hoodie?
Oh shit, I am. Okay, this is given by
completely
another
unscripted
friend of ours. Yeah. So I mean,
Gongu,
yeah. I mean, in no way we are telling that we know everything. I mean, we might be completely wrong, so don't take it seriously. But yeah, I've heard that Chester has another band or his own music that he puts out, and that's much, much darker than what it is. And I don't know, that's what you never know. But it's, it's fucked up. Coming back to killing yourself and talking about the stand-up we were just watching, Bill Burr. So we were watching Bill Burr's stand-up before we recorded this podcast. And it's a crazy segue of how we're going to Killing Yourself to Bill Burr. Yesterday I was listening to Bill Burr's old podcast.
Okay.
And apparently Bill Burr had a dream that...
I have a dream too. Go on.
I mean, I know. He had a dream exactly like this. Oh, apparently, okay. I don't know. Just filter out everything. There was a beautiful woman that comes in his dream and tells him, "You're gonna kill yourself." And then he just jolts up and he gets up and he's like, "What? No, why am I gonna kill myself? I would never do that." Yeah, that's fucked up. So
I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on out there. See, everything you ever know from when you're born, everything, every ounce of your memory is everything that you have gathered.
Yep.
So the only thing you know in your head, everything's from your point of view.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So, it is impossible for you to tell that I sympathize or empathize
completely,
because
there's only
it's impossible
some extent,
for you to know.
That's
it. Exactly, you can only imagine what you might be like in their shoes, depending on your point of view.
Exactly,
it's impossible. I can never put myself in your shoes, no
for
matter
sure.
what.
Yeah,
because it's you.
Yeah.
Like, you've had a completely different upbringing.
Set
everyone's
of experiences,
had
exactly.
unique stuff. It's your memories and everything that makes you
so, right? Yeah, so what you're trying to tell is, imagine Munish has gone through Munish's childhood and everything he's experienced in his life.
It's
and
what
when
makes
you
me
see,
me.
Exactly. So when you see a certain situation play out a certain way, the way you perceive it is completely different and no other person can
exactly.
perceive it close to that.
Exactly.
And probably there's only a few general aspects.
Yeah. And when you say depression's an issue, that's why people who are not depressed will never understand what depression
exactly.
is.
Exactly. No matter how you much you explain. Exactly. No matter.
The best I can relate to a person who's actually going through depression is, bro, he feels really bad. He feels sad. It's not that. Depression Depression could be something else. I just cannot perceive it because I've genuinely never been depressed.
Exactly. And even if two different people are depressed, it can never be put under the same category, being like, oh, they're both depressed. It's the same thing. It's not. Because what this guy's feeling is completely different from what this guy's feeling.
True.
It could be a different spectrum of depression.
Yeah, dude. Okay, fine. So, back in the 1800s, people used to treat headaches. That's back in the days when we didn't have tablets and medicines, right? So that's when antibiotics were starting to get in.
Yeah.
So right now, if you've got a headache, you probably pop an aspirin, right? But back in the day, they didn't have aspirin. That's literally what they used to do for a headache. They used to put your head on a metal tub and bang
this.
It with a hammer.
Yeah.
So that was medicine 200 years ago.
Mm.
They couldn't understand diseases like headache. They're like, what is he seeing? Why is his head paining?
Mm.
Now, headache is such a common thing, right?
Yeah.
So we're moving towards, medicine's going to move towards understanding diseases like depression. I mean,
true.
It's...
But yeah,
it's
it'll
a
take
thing
a long time,
solve.
I think. For someone to understand depression.
It's not... We're getting there. We will get there. We'll never know until it actually happens. I mean, if you talk to a person from the 1800s, told, dude, you can just pop a medicine for a headache.
Compared to compared to the 1800s, I 100% believe that at least in this day and age, we're giving a platform for depression and things like that and taking it seriously, for sure. It'll imagine, happen. Yeah.
Like, I think it'll happen another 2-3 generations, man.
Yeah, for sure. Mental health. I mean, it's all coming to light now. I feel like there'll be a time where it'll be taken into an absolute where everyone's just going to use mental health and everything. Then it's going to simmer down later on. I feel like this is going to be a peak.
More people are going to acknowledge the fact that they have mental health issues and it's fine to have mental health issues.
Yeah.
It's, you're a normal human being and probably it's fine.
No.
What's wrong with that?
I agree. I totally agree with you. But what I'm trying to tell is, right now, there's a lot more, there's a majority of people who are not taking it that seriously. In a sense, yeah, they're acknowledging it. Like, yeah, you have it. But they're still going to be like, why do you do this? Even though they tell that I do this because of this.
I mean, something like, someone tells you a problem and you say, dude, it's all in your head. You can
exactly.
get out of it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, as a society, we're not there
completely
yet.
There.
So it will take time. Yeah.
Yeah. So there'll be a point where right now what this mental health thing is doing is basically they're trying to push it so far where they're trying to get acknowledgement from people being like, this is a thing. This is a real thing. But there'll be a time when everybody acknowledges it, that it's a thing. And then it takes a different turn into bullshitting.
Makes sense. So that's what happened to LGBT, right?
Yeah, exactly what I was trying
to
say.
LGBT before, it was like this. People were like, what? No, what are you saying? And then slowly, people started accepting it and then people started acknowledging it. And then there's a whole LGBT movement where...
Yeah. Now they're just taking too far at some point.
I mean, no. I think now LGBT is accepted in almost all communities.
Yeah, I know.
India,
but then, did you... I'm not talking exactly about... Okay. Yeah, LGBT includes transgender, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, there are a lot of trans people that are... They're chuma fighting for no reason. As in, they've got acknowledgement. I'm just telling that they'll take it a little too far, being like, we want another bathroom and we want that, we want this. I mean, there's always going to be that is what I was trying to tell.
See, that's there in every aspect. Man. I agree. That would be there.
Like how feminism, like back then, they were trying to just at least get acknowledged and get the opportunities back then. Women were trying to get equal opportunities as men and stuff like that. All these discrimination. But recently, it's just gone way past that and it's just anything.
To be honest, I understand what feminists kind of look for.
Mm.
Not completely.
Okay.
I don't really... I mean, I see that there is an issue.
Yeah.
I acknowledge there's an issue. Yeah. There is an issue.
Mm.
But you really... Fine. It's one thing saying, hey, treat everyone equally.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen. No, yeah. That's not possible.
It's a matter of perspective, man.
Yeah.
So, if someone... Again, I told you the whole point of view thing.
Mm.
So, someone treats you badly.
Yeah.
You're going to think it's the same with everyone. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So, if someone treats me badly, it might not be because I'm a woman.
Exactly.
It might be just because I'm me.
Exactly. And it's a really hard thing to even convince someone. Because people who believe the fight for feminism, I mean, everyone.
Mm.
I mean, obviously, some of them have their points. It's valid.
Yeah.
But some people really don't get it. They probably just fight because they think there's an issue out there which they're not sure
True.
About. They might be treated equally.
Exactly.
See, you get fired. Fine. I'm going to bring us another controversy. I went to an engineering college.
Okay. Yeah.
I went to an engineering college. Let's just talk about placements, for example.
Cool.
So the number of engineers coming out of the college is probably, for every 100 guys, there are probably 30 girls.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Let's just say. That's an acceptable ratio. It's very abrupt.
I don't think they're equal, yeah.
Not equal anywhere, but obviously the number of girls is way lesser than the number of guys. Okay.
Sure.
And on an average... Let's say you have 100 guys and 100 girls. You're going to find 20 guys who are genuinely good at engineering.
Yeah.
80 are not that good at engineering. Everyone's going to accept that.
Yeah.
Sadly, out of the 100 girls, you're not going to have 20 girls who are good at engineering. Okay. See, they're smart. It's not that they're not smart.
Okay.
But I believe... girls aren't as passionate No doubt there are
some of
there,
them.
I know some girls who are bloody smart. I mean,
okay.
I used to just sit there and be like, wow, this girl is smart. Like, genuinely, she's smarter than me.
Okay.
And I consider myself the smartest guy out there. Okay. That's just me. Okay. This girl might just be smarter than me. I mean,
so you're telling me the ratio of guys who might be interested or be really good at engineering is not equal to the ratio of girls who are really good at engineering. It's slightly lesser.
That's what I feel. Okay. I might be wrong. Mm. Okay, but that's just probably my perspective.
Okay.
About
okay. From the people you've met and the
It also could be because I've just seen way fewer girls around.
I guess.
Because they're the fewer girls. But
I totally understand.
We can conclude that way fewer girls. I'll tell you why though.
Is it about the passion? Are they less passionate or?
It's not about passion. I think it's about how you're brought up. On an average, most girls aren't.
Okay, they don't aim and they don't. I mean, you're telling me in their childhood, they're not into all these machine or fixing or anything like that. Yeah.
So I built a passion for engineering. By breaking and fixing stuff.
Mm.
I've broken so many stuff at my home. My dad almost disowned me.
That's a whole other story where a lot of people just do engineering just for the sake of doing it.
Exactly. So a lot of people do that, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
So, where is it coming up? So, placements, right? Mm. So, when you sit for placements, why is it that women want... When a woman gets rejected, it's not just because she's a woman.
Yeah. I can totally understand that, exactly.
When they say, hey, this company is taking 10 guys and one woman.
Yeah.
It's not because the women are stupid.
Mm.
It's not because they're taking them not because it's a woman. It's because they're just not that good.
There are a certain, what is that called, companies that actually have this mindset where they think that if they take women... They anyway end up going to get married. They're not going to stay in our office. And they'll need a maternity leave. So,
there's a prejudice. That's a problem. I agree, that's a problem.
Way of view where these companies are like, we prefer mostly men over women because women are not going to stay committed, especially in India. Because they're definitely going to get married at 23 or something like that. So, we're just going to lose employees.
That's another... But I don't know how many... Big companies do that. I'm not aware.
I don't think this only happens with average companies. If there's a very good company and they see a very... I mean, I don't think companies do that. I feel like it depends on the people who are interviewing at that point.
Okay.
Or their mindset. It's so hard to tell with people. Like you said, everyone's perspective is completely different. And it's just shaped how they see. So probably they see this girl and she's trying to be smart, but then... The interview was taken in a way where they're like, yeah, she's just whatever.
You know what? So talking about that, I don't know why people look at maternity leaves as a bad
problem.
Thing. To think about it. Different thing.
Mm.
Out of everything that we've ever invented, we've never invented anything that could bring life.
Agreed.
The only thing that we ever know
Agreed.
that can bring anything to life is a woman.
True.
In any species, any species, it's not a man.
Mm.
It's always the woman.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't know what consciousness is. We don't know what life is. We don't understand anything about that.
Mm.
And the only thing we know is that, hey, a woman can do it.
Yeah.
A woman can bring something to life. Exactly. To think about it, like, a woman can make you.
Yeah, exactly.
A woman can make an intelligent being.
Mm.
It can make out of nothing, out of pure nothing.
Mm. I know.
She can
exactly
she can bring something to life. I mean, that's got to be embraced, man. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it's general knowledge, right, to you and me. But I think at some point when you're in the system of a company or like a corporation, I think they somewhat forget this small aspect of being a human, and they think in terms of profit.
Dude, we've become a capitalistic species, man.
Exactly.
We've become so profit oriented. We forget these important stuff. I mean, it's got to be celebrated, man. It's got to be. Back in the day, it was.
Mm.
Think about it. Think about our Hindu rituals. When a woman gets pregnant, when it's confirmed that she's pregnant, there's a celebration that goes. We have a festival for that.
Yeah.
And when a woman reaches puberty.
Oh yeah, that's also a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Exactly.
And when a woman gives birth, forget it. I mean, obviously, I think that's there in all cultures. Yeah. I think even there's a baby shower for Christians,
yeah,
for
yeah,
so
course.
Dude, we've been celebrating this for since I don't know when. And think about it, any culture, in any culture, in any movie, for example, when someone's pregnant, they always say you're blessed with a child.
Yeah,
it's not something science can. I don't know if science can ever bring something to life. We can make AI, we can make whatever, but we're not getting life anytime soon.
I know. You can make clones, but it's never gonna equate to the feeling of.
I mean, even if we do, we're very, very far away, and we've really got to. Yeah, we've become a capitalistic species, and I think we've lost the plot somewhere.
Yep.
Somewhere when.
Yeah.
When do you think we started losing the plot?
But yeah, I think coming back to feminists, what I wanted to tell was something similar to what you said, that I think women forget it at some point, like that they could be at fault at some level. In the sense, imagine I get fired today, and probably anyone who would have been in my position would have gotten fired. If it is not, even if it's not a woman, probably another guy who was at my position, they would have cut me loose. Because they needed to get someone fired. Imagine, a corporation just wants someone fired. I got fired. But it's one thing for me to take it as if I was a guy, maybe they wouldn't have fired me. But it's another thing to be like, I'm just fired. It's not because of who I am or anything. Fuck them.
True.
So it's a small thing where a lot of women, if you filter out all those women who think that it's just because they're a woman, I think you'll get true feminists and true causes and problems that you can push forward to say these are the problems where we as feminists can look through. But it's all filtered with all this bullshit.
I think it's going to take some time.
Yeah, so, it's going to take a lot of time.
All over the world, again, going back maybe 100 years, I don't know when, 120 years, I think World War I was when women actually went to work because they needed people to go.
Okay, I have machines. No clue. Okay.
So that's when the big movement for women to go to work actually started.
Mm.
So before the women weren't expected.
Because they needed employees. Yeah. Okay, got
it. So women weren't expected to go to work. They didn't expect women to fight wars. So the men went to war and the women started working. That's...
Yeah.
So from, let's assume, 150 years.
Okay.
We've come this far. We've come to a point where everyone's fighting for equal rights. And before women... When let's say a woman wanted equal rights, it was like, no way.
Yeah, but I think women have to understand that how far the whatever men and women and everything, how the history has turned out and how the present it is right now. I don't think women really want equal rights because they do want men to take some responsibility. Like, I mean, according to me, women say that we want equal rights in the things they want.
Right.
Everything
is
they want the men to take responsibility for it. But I think they have to pinpoint these things we don't want to be discriminated in with respect to this. That's about it. Because even me, I say, okay, I might be like, yeah, I'm equal to you, but I do want to do certain things. Like, I don't want to go to a shop and buy alcohol. I'd rather have a guy. I mean, I'm not telling it's me in general. I mean, there are these things that we would want a guy to do.
Why though? Why wouldn't you want to go to a shop and buy a car?
I mean, because I've been privileged to do so. I've had guys being like, no, you don't come inside. And then I'll go. So, I don't know. In a way, men protected us. And then now, sometimes we in turn try to expect that from men.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what I'm trying to tell. But I'm just trying to tell that I don't think women... actually truly believe deep down that they completely want to be independent and have to take responsibility for everything.
I don't have an opinion on that. I have no idea, honestly.
I guess.
I really haven't thought about that. I don't have an opinion.
I mean, we were talking about a story the other time. You can... would you like to share the story? We would debate on it. Something that happened in your college that you were going to. Between a guy and a girl... A controversy in your college?
Oh, wait. That was the placements thing. That's about it.
Oh, that was placements thing? Yeah, I thought something happened. Something drunk. A girl was drunk.
Oh,
Let's talk about the situation.
Okay, fine. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how big of a controversy it is. And
okay.
I don't know the facts, so I'm just telling what I heard.
Okay.
So this person X, who's a woman.
Yep.
This person Y, who's a guy.
Okay.
To be honest, I mean, we all thought person X, the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Person Y, sorry. The guy was gay.
Okay, you thought the guy was gay.
He's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy.
Okay.
It's fine to be gay.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's completely fine to be gay.
I mean, he used to dye his hair rainbow colored.
All right.
Stuff. Cool.
Okay.
Good. I mean, yeah. He was a decent friend, but he used to get bullied by me and Jordan.
We used to pull his legs.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Because now you can't just throw out bullied. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a college thing. I mean, he might have taken offense.
Okay. Might have.
Probably dead. But we're on good terms now.
Okay.
Like, we're all on good terms.
Cool. It was all fun and games back in college.
I mean, at one point in time, we genuinely hated him.
Okay, that's another story. Let's just come back to X and Y.
Fine.
Yeah.
So, this guy used to live outside. And so, you know how it is in college, right? You live outside.
Yeah.
You've got a certain amount of freedom which hostelers don't.
Yeah.
Right. So, this guy lives outside and he has friends coming over to do... You know, general freedom stuff which you don't have in college. Yeah,
definitely.
So there's two girls.
Okay.
Who do go every once in a while. A lot of people go to this place.
Okay.
So, and in general, they're good friends. They're all really good friends. Mm. Yeah. Turns out, I think this happened after I left college or probably when I was in my last semester when I was in Bangalore. Yeah,
working.
Internship period. Yeah. And he's still in college, I think. And all of these guys go to a fest.
Okay.
In another college.
Mm.
And they live in hotels, yeah?
Mm.
And you know what happens in fests, right? I mean, you probably don't remember.
Yeah, you're going to do things that, yeah.
Stuff happens, things happen. Okay. So, it turns out that a guy and a girl, what do I say?
They have sex?
I'm not sure they did, but...
Mm-hmm.
They got physical.
Okay, something happened between them. Okay, something
sexual. They got physical. Exactly. Okay. I don't know till what degree it went to, but...
Okay.
And after that, it's off cool.
Okay.
I think it's cool. And then the girl, then later, after I don't know how long... I'm not sure of the timeline. Basically, sometime in the future.
Okay.
It could be the next week, could be the next month. I'm not sure when, how long, but after that. She comes out telling her friends, the really close friends she's got in the club.
Okay.
Hey, listen. Person Y is cancelled.
Okay. Straight off the bat, I don't like her. Who says the word cancelled in casual conversations like that?
So,
I mean,
the friends were like, bro, why? Can you please just... get it over with. They thought it's a joke.
Okay.
Like, they thought she's just genuinely pissed at him.
Mm.
I'm like, hey, she's cancelled.
Probably.
And they moved on with their affairs.
Okay.
And the girl got pissed. Mm. I mean, generally, I mean, if you feel you've been harassed or molested or, you know, if you feel you've been used in the wrong way, you're going to be pissed when no one listens to you, right?
Yeah.
But that's not how you put it. You did not say, hey, canceled, this person's cancelled.
Yeah. Because that's joking. I mean, if someone uses cancelled... I'd assume that she's joking or she's probably like pissed or something, but not anything serious.
Yeah. So, but still, I think she's talked about it to someone. I think to a few people she has told what happened.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think they might have had some personal conversation.
Okay.
I mean, if you come and tell me something's happened, I would genuinely sit you down and.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that would have happened. It's not like the people she actually spoke to directly and told what happened. I don't think they ignored it.
Mm.
But the larger group in general. They've ignored it because she just kind of joked about it.
Okay.
And then later, when she realizes that no one's actually helping her out of that, she makes it a big deal. Makes sense. I mean, she feels she's... And the guy's point of view now was that, hey, listen, we got a little drunk. And we did stuff, man. So what do you want me to do? You want me to ask consent even before doing stuff? I mean, if you have a problem with it, you tell you have a problem with it that time, right? Just because you're drunk doesn't mean that your actions are not your responsibility. I mean, just because you're drunk does and we end up having sex, doesn't mean that I used you, right?
But that's very controversial because I feel like you shouldn't make a move on a girl when they're drunk. A lot of people have that in their thing because when you're drunk, you're not in your senses. Have you seen these court cases where they write up arguments, they have, imagine, how do I explain? Now, I have an agreement for you to sign and I make you sign it when you're drunk, and that doesn't hold up in the court of law because you were under the influence when you signed it. There's a clause in the law. You can go check it out. So if...
What does it say again?
It says that if you've signed a contract and if you can prove it that you were under the influence while you signed a contract and it wasn't you in your full while sentence... While
signing the contract. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the contract can be removed or whatever. It can be... It doesn't... It's not valid. Anything that you sign under the influence, if you can prove it, it won't stand hold. If even the court of law is saying that someone can take advantage of you when you're drunk... Someone can take advantage of you when you're drunk. Imagine the consent thing. Even if she probably said, he clearly said that he didn't ask her, but I think I'm not telling it's his fault. He should learn from it. Apologize.
Yeah. I think they had like a
conversation.
No, they didn't have a conversation. Clearly not.
Okay.
I think they just went with the flow or something like that.
She probably felt pressured to do something. You never know.
Maybe
she wanted it. And she probably felt like she couldn't say no. So she went with it. And then maybe when she sobered up, it just hit her. She's like, shit, this actually happened. I actually did this. Dude, that's not fair.
Okay.
And then when she tried to tell it to people, probably if people would have been like, dude, that's fucked up. And he should apologize or something like that. And
see, that's what happened eventually. Oh, when she bought it out, eventually that's what happened. But then,
okay, good.
Yeah. So I mean, the guy went through a lot of stuff, yeah? I mean, a lot of people gave him a lot of shit. They felt he deserved it.
Finally, he proved that he's not gay. I'm kidding.
But all I'm saying is, I don't know. I mean, again, this is something which really needs to be
addressed. Yeah.
Where do you draw the lines for consent?
Yeah, but I think from a young age, everyone should be okay with saying no.
Yeah.
When it's no.
Yeah.
And yes, when it's yes. I think a lot of us grow up without knowing how to say no.
Makes sense. That makes sense, yeah.
You're pretty good at saying no. I feel like when you don't like something, you're like, I'm done. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm good at that, yeah.
But I'm learning slowly. Me, even now, I don't say completely no.
Okay.
But I say something along the lines that means no. But I need to understand that there are people who only understand no. And if I beat around the bush, they probably think it's maybe a yes.
Makes sense. Like, yeah, no means no.
Exactly. But exactly.
Wow. But yeah, that's really important stuff. Because I know no means no. It's happened to me, honestly. When I made a move on someone.
Yeah.
The person said no.
And then...
And I've stopped it right there. I felt like a shitty person.
Exactly.
I've apologized to the person.
Mm.
Years into the future.
Yeah.
I mean, immediately as well, but...
Yeah, even for a guy, I think it's scarring. When you feel like you could be capable... I mean, I know you couldn't...
Absolutely.
It wasn't intentional, of course. 100% wasn't intentional. And suddenly you're like, me?
Yeah,
why would I do this?
True, I mean, I was a different person back then, different issue, but...
Mm.
Absolutely, I mean, that's something we don't address.
Yeah, I think guys don't address it, but a lot of guys have gone through this, that they hold it in, that they feel guilty about,
yeah.
But they're going to take it to the grave. A lot of guys
I'd say talk about it. I mean, I can't speak for everyone, obviously, but it's possible. And again, that brings us to the other big issue which happens in India.
Mm.
Rape.
Dude, that I really can't understand. Like, how are you turned on when someone's like resisting?
Man. So a lot of the rapists, they don't have a female friend. They've never interacted with a female.
Agreed.
So they don't know what it is to be a female. See, I can relate to a female because I've grown up with
women.
I've had a lot of friends. Correct. So I understand what it means to talk to have a genuine friend as a female, right? But a lot of people in India don't, right?
True.
So for them, Look at all the movies, man. Most of the movies objectify women.
Exactly.
Porn is fucking everywhere. And porn is all about objectifying women.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know. I've stopped watching porn a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, but
mm.
porn is, it's bad. I mean, it's not natural. I mean, sex is nothing like porn.
Mm.
Sex is nowhere close to porn.
For sure, yeah. I've heard a lot of people say that.
You can't expect. Mm. I mean, forget it. After you actually have sex, you watch porn, you realize the worlds apart. I mean, sex is something different, man. It's good. It's another level.
Mm.
Porn is just horniness. I mean, sex is also horniness, but...
Mm. I think porn is just like...
It's done for entertainment.
Fantasy.
It's the same way movies and real life is different, right?
Yeah.
Porn and sex is different.
Yeah.
Okay. But when a potential rapist watches porn, they expect women to be like that or something like that.
Exactly. They expect, and, no, even a potential rapist, when he approaches a girl, he probably thinks that she's going to be like, oh, and then go along.
I think that's pushing it.
Okay. I mean,
but all I'm saying is they're objectified and they are, you know, brought up in a society where men have all the power.
Yeah.
And then, she's a woman, what can she do?
Probably the rejection hurts them and they just want to hurt the women back, and that's why they hate her.
Again, can never really put ourselves in those shoes.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like you said, if you have any female friend and you still do something like that, you're really fucked up. But I'm just hoping, because of all this internet and everything and access to a lot of YouTubers and everything that you see around the world, and you can hear another woman's perspective and all this Me Too movement and all, I hope a lot of guys feel guilty. Whoever at least had thoughts.
I mean, had thoughts is different, but you know, when people really don't stop, or you've really pushed yourself, there's a line you could draw.
Mm.
And when you cross that line of consent, that's a problem.
Mm.
And when, you know, and when the woman really persists, it's, you clearly got to understand. So I think we've got to read signs better, man.
Yeah, I guess there's something fucked up in their head. I mean, or they're just fucked up.
It's a touchy topic. It's a touchy topic.
it's a whole new thing.
What do you think about Black Lives Matter?
Oh, that. I have no clue. As in, I mean, I know that it's a movement that's needed right now, and it's a big thing, and it's a good thing that it's happening and people are fighting for it, and they've had their long-term systemic oppression, everything, and then now they're trying to make it go away by trying to give more opportunities to the black people in America especially. But talking from India's point of view, we have no clue. I don't think, a lot of Indians have no clue what this is.
See, to be honest, when I went to the United States of America, when I personally saw an African-American, American,
okay,
I didn't see the difference. Okay.
Yeah, you just saw them as...
I saw them as Americans.
Exactly.
Okay? That's how we,
exactly,
as Indians go there. So, I don't truly understand what racism is.
Exactly.
They have issues. They gently have issues. For example, when I see Will Smith, right? And when I see...
You don't see him as, he's black.
No, I see him as an American. I see him as a star.
Exactly.
And the same thing when I see Eminem. I see the same.
Exactly.
I don't see the difference between Will Smith and Eminem. And if people in America really see a difference between Will Smith and Eminem, that's messed up. Or probably, again, lowering that to the normal general public.
I think it's only in America, because I feel like you said... I've heard a lot of Asian people also, when they see black people, they don't see, oh, black, oh, white. They see American people.
So, I was in a cab ride in Boston, and the cab driver was, I think he's from the Caribbean Islands.
Okay.
He's from the Dominican Republic.
Okay, so he's Hispanic. What is it called?
I think they're Hispanic, yeah.
Okay.
So he was pretty brown, okay? He's very similar to us. So he admitted that a lot of people mistook him for Indian.
Okay.
But he didn't look Indian, honestly, to us. We know the difference, but you get it, right?
Mm.
But still, so I think we it is two of us in the car and one of him.
Mm.
And it's probably 9 p.m. in the night.
Mm.
So 9 p.m. in winter in Boston is pretty late in the night. People go to sleep
okay.
pretty early and no one's in the streets yet. So it's pretty empty and stuff.
Okay.
So we're having a genuine conversation.
Mm.
Okay. We're just talking about, hey, how's life in America?
Okay.
And everything. Like, hey, it's the first time here. We've never been here. It's a really new place for us.
Mm.
He's driving us back to another town, which is, let's say, 50 kilometers away.
Okay.
Okay. That's where we're living. So that's where my...
50 kilometers. 15.
50. Probably. Yeah. Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that much. I mean, they usually drive a lot faster than us. So it's like 20 minutes away, 20, 30 minutes away.
It can't be 50 kilometers.
Maybe I'm exaggerating, but 30 kilometers. It's not less than 30 for sure. Okay.
That's like ahead of Rajajinagar from here.
Yeah. Easily. It's not part of Boston. It's outside Boston.
Okay,
it's another
fine.
Town outside Boston.
Fine, let's say. Okay, it's far. Okay. Pretty far.
It's pretty far.
Okay.
It takes a good 45 minutes to go there.
Cool.
To reach. Okay. So we have a conversation. So the guy's talking to us about... we're like, hey, so what do you do?
Hmm.
He said, so, I drive Uber, so that's the job.
Cool.
Hmm. And apparently, as an engineer, he had another job.
Okay.
But he wasn't getting paid well.
Hmm.
Okay. And... he was telling about the problems he was facing at his job. He told that Uber pays him a lot more because he drives and he can do it when he wants and he can generally work a lot longer hours as well.
Mm.
But at his workplace, it wasn't the same. I mean, he had genuine problems because the fact that he was ethnically and racially different from the people managing him.
Mm.
So they genuinely saw him as a different race and they refused to pay him equally.
Okay, that's fucked up.
So he's like, okay, so fine. So we're going down Boston, yeah? Here we're seeing a lot of skyscrapers.
Yeah.
And we're having this conversation. And he's like, hey, do you see all these skyscrapers? You know, with the thick American accent. We're like, yeah. He's like, all of these buildings, everything's owned by people. They're all white. They're all white. Okay. And they ain't going to pay you if you're not white. They ain't going to hire you if you're not white. They're going to hire you only if you're white. If you're black, your chances is down the drain. Like, it's not as good as it is for a white person. On an average. I'm sure there are people who are doing well.
I know.
So that's the problem that they're facing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they can't live a life. But it's just that it's much harder for them to live
a life. Exactly. They don't have much opportunities. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so...
I know.
We don't understand what Black Lives Matter actually means. But we have other problems in our country. It's a different issue.
You know, there's a lot more... black people in Europe. Like when I went on a trip, I saw only black people and I never saw them as black people. I was like, oh my god, these are all, what are they called?
Europeans,
exactly. And you know, they were, but then a lot of black people were on the street selling, I think, counterfeit objects. I'm not sure. They were coming up to tourists and giving us stuff, and if we bought anything from them, the cops were going to fine us and them.
Why?
Apparently we're not supposed to encourage them.
Okay.
So we were told not to buy anything from them by the cops. And then whenever they used to come, we used to be like, no, we don't want it. And the cops used to chase them.
Oh, wow.
So I don't
know. Where was this?
Oh, this was in front of Louvre Museum.
Oh, Paris?
Is it Paris? I think it's Paris.
Louvre is in Paris.
Yeah, it was in Paris. Yeah, well, a lot of people in black, I mean, Paris especially, a lot of black people in Paris. So, but I don't know. Looking back now, I'm like, was it because they were selling counterfeit because they weren't getting any opportunities? I think it's counterfeit. No,
it could be
like that. True. I'm saying, why are they all there, but they can't make a living, but just
so
sell football, something like that.
European football is filled with
a lot of black people.
There's Dembaba.
Yeah.
There's Balotelli. A lot of people. Martial.
Yeah.
So many people. And
the complete American basketball team is full black.
Oh, that's a different issue. That's because Americans picked the tall.
Exactly.
As slaves back in the day.
Yeah.
So that's why they're genetically taller. Yeah. That's different. But Lewis Hamilton. So Lewis Hamilton is a F1 driver.
Mm.
He's from England.
Okay.
He's ethnically black.
Mm.
I mean, racially black, sorry, whatever it is.
Okay.
And he's been a big supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Okay.
So when I say Lewis Hamilton, you got to think of Michael Jordan.
Okay.
So Lewis Hamilton is as big to F1 right now as Michael Jordan was to basketball. Or at least he's getting there.
Okay.
Okay. So basically, he is insanely successful.
Okay.
He's won every championship for the past 7 years. He's equal Michael Schumacher's record. So next year, no matter what, he's going to break it. And there's no stopping him. So Lewis Hamilton and Mercedes is like Jordan and Chicago Bulls, yeah? So that's how big Lewis Hamilton is. And he has been a huge supporter of Black Lives Matter. And Lewis Hamilton has a voice in the sport which everyone really does follow. And before the start of the first race of the season, Lewis Hamilton requested all the drivers to take the knee before starting the race.
Okay. During the national anthem. Just like Calvin.
I'm not sure if it's during the national anthem, but right before the race. It happened, Some drivers didn't. Some drivers refused to take the knee.
Okay.
Telling that, hey, I don't understand the problem.
Okay.
So there is a problem, but I think we have bigger problems to discuss. And they put it out there and told that, or they said, hey, there is a Black Lives Matter problem, but I don't think taking the knee symbolizes it. I think the problem is much greater than what happened with George Floyd.
Oh my God, yeah. Okay. I think that just sparked everyone's fire.
Yeah. Everyone so I think their view of it was something on the lines of, there's a problem and we could address it, but it's not by taking the knee. And I know it's a symbol for the whole Black Lives Movement matter, but I really think we should express it in a different way. So we've got a lot of opinions out there.
Yeah.
It's interesting stuff.
That's the main basis of the current presidential campaign right now, because they're just talking about who's doing what.
I still think Trump will win, man.
I mean, Trump will win. I have no clue, but
I mean, I don't know how much of a strong candidate Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. I feel he's not strong enough, because from what I've been listening to, I feel like he's not doing anything. I'm not sure.
We don't know,
we don't know exactly. We're just listening to it.
Is Hillary in the run?
No, Hillary's not there.
Okay. So just Biden and
Trump. Biden and Trump. Wow. Yeah, Joe Biden and Trump, yeah.
Good luck, America.
And coronavirus is also not under control. I mean, never mind.
Hey, ending on a good note.
What do you want to end on?
India just injected its first person. India just injected its first person with the COVID vaccine for testing.
Oh.
But the first Indian to
ever be. But you know what? I was listening to Joe Rogan the other day. Apparently, whoever's got infected by the coronavirus and they've got cured, there was an athlete especially. It's been 3 months since he got the virus and then he's cured completely. But his lungs are not back to the full capacity. And there are people who've had clots in their body and there are people who have been left with heart problems. Apparently, there's like this lasting scarring effect
I've heard
affects you.
We don't know this disease, man. We've got to be really careful.
Dude, it's fucked up, dude. Apparently vitamin D is one important thing that we need to build our immunity right now, and I was actually like, yeah, true,
dude. Yeah, so
get out in the sun or take some vitamin D.
Not just that, so
yeah,
Indian diet, like a typical Indian diet has a lot of vitamin D infused. Okay. Tulsi is a very big thing of vitamin D,
but how many green of vegetables actually...
So thankfully my mom does a lot of that. Lemon's really good.
That's vitamin C. Lemon is vitamin C.
Okay, fine. She gives me a drink with lemon mixed with some green stuff.
That's good. I'm just assuming that's good. Yeah, it should be, of course,
man.
So, yeah, I guess we'll have to.
Do you remember how Brahmins and the Untouchables,
exactly,
how that came up?
It's basically like Black Lives Matter, but
no, it's not that, but is it possible that back in the day we had some disease which a large community of us had, and maybe the educated elite figured out that, hey, we shouldn't be talking to these people, or we shouldn't be interacting with them.
You're telling me?
I don't know.
They probably thought there's a disease that these people were,
you never know, man.
They were learned and they were educated, maybe. So they were like,
maybe
just keep away from them before you catch something from them. But that's, imagine right now it makes a lot of sense, untouchability with coronavirus, but back then that was inhumane.
It sounded inhumane.
Yeah, it's too
inhumane. Dude, but a lot of Indian traditions do a lot of things which we don't know. turmeric. Turmeric is a really good antioxidant antibiotic.
True.
And apparently even the rangoli which people put outside, that has a...
Oh.
Kind of keeps germs and insects from crawling into your house.
Oh, I did not know that.
So when an insect comes, they come and eat the rangoli.
Mm.
They don't come into your house. They're more attracted towards the rangoli. That keeps insects away from your house. Ants, everything goes there. That's where you wipe it off. So there's a lot of Indian traditions which are lost as superstitions.
Yeah, but the problem was they shouldn't have framed it as superstitions.
How do you explain all that to a large community?
At least to now, this generation, where we're always thinking logically, we're like, what's the point of doing that?
We're learning our traditions back.
Yeah.
We're getting there. Mm. But it'll take time again.
A lot of time.
Nothing happens overnight, but
yeah,
but it's a lot of stuff. It's nice stuff up ahead. And, I think, see, it's cool to be westernized and everything. Mm. Indian culture is unique too. Like, you've got to stay strong to your roots, no matter what.
True.
Which other? There's no other religion. There's no other community in the world who celebrates Diwali, for example.
Mm.
It's something unique to us, right? The same way Christmas is unique to Christians, or let's say Halloween is unique to Americans. Yeah. Diwali is unique to us.
I do like the aspect of everyone lighting up the whole
exactly. That's cute and nice and holy.
It's really nice. Oh my holy, god, holy is awesome.
And then Pongal and Sankranti.
Dude, Pongal. Yeah.
Dude, these are stuff.
And
the cool part is we have so many different cultures in India, and all of them is different, which makes it hard for us to keep track of what's happening. But I think all of us really have to stick to our roots.
True.
At least to some extent, while also embracing something else. But
yeah,
it'll be great if you do that. But
Do you want to end the podcast?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Cool then. See you guys in the next podcast. We've ranted for a long time, but thanks, Pachinki, for spending some time with us today. Yep. Bye-bye.